The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
And now, broadcasting from the 960 The Patriot Studios in beautiful Arizona, your car insiders. They work for you, not the dealer. Now you have personal friends for the car buying experience.
Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes Benz?
On the road again.
Here are your hosts, Dana Southern and Gary Green.
Good morning and welcome to Your Car Insiders on 960 The Patriot. My name is Gary Green, and unfortunately, for the next couple of weeks, you're going to have to deal with me and my dear friend Shahay. Shahay owns his own business. I'm going to let him talk a little bit about himself before we get started. But Dana's on vacation. He got an opportunity to get away for a couple of weeks. So I just figured rather than do this by myself and be a monologue, I figured I'd have some dialogue instead of a monologue. So good morning, Shahay.
Good morning, Gary. Thanks for having me on again, my friend. My name is Shahay Kalukian. I own a Mazvo Car Care Center in Central Phoenix. I've been in business for 25 years, same location. And my goal is to empower, educate anyone and anyone that wants to listen and understand the fundamentals of auto repair.
So what Shahay's basically saying is how he educates people is how we try to educate people in the car buying process. Now, Shahay also spent many years working in car dealerships.
Oh, yeah. I was a service manager for a lot of
years. Service manager for a lot of years. And, you know, one thing people have to understand is that when we're helping you buy a car, we are strictly doing that. We're helping you buy a car. Now, I've been in Shahay's shop chatting with him, and I'll listen to him talk to somebody, and he'll explain to them that at this time, this is what you need to do now. Okay, this is what can wait this long, and this is what can wait that long. Now, the funniest thing that I always see when I'm in his shop or one of my other friends' shops. I have a few friends that own shops, and I always get a kick out of it because I've seen it more than once in each of the locations. When someone comes in, I start to wonder, do they actually go to the steakhouse and bring their own steak and ask them to cook it? I was watching Shahay talk to the customer, and the customer said, what if we went to the junkyard and I bought the part at the junkyard? Would you put it in? And Shahay looked at him and said, listen, I don't put parts in a car that someone brings me. Okay? And I laugh about it because, like I said, what? You're going to walk into Durant's or the Keg and say, hey, I picked up my steak for $7. How much are you going to charge me to throw it on the grill? You know, the car business is very, very important. And one thing my wife says to me a lot of times is, how is that car still running? Now, one thing that I will say is people's cars treat them as well as they are treated. Great. Now, if a guy buys a car and he drives it 100,000 miles, and every 5,000 miles, he brings the car in and changes the oil and rotates the tires. Every 5,000 miles. But doesn't every time the guy says to him, well, you know, it might be a good time to flush the coolant system. It might be a good time to change the transmission fluid. It might be a good time to do this. A lot of people look at that, unfortunately, as the upsell. But these things are important in the event that you are planning on keeping your car for a long time. Now, one thing that I recommend to people, when you're buying a car and you're leasing the car for 3 years and you're not going to put 36,000 miles on it, I call that gas and go. You put gas in the car, you go, and you change the oil. Mm-hmm. Every 5,000 miles, I rotate my tires either every oil change or every other, and once a year I change the filters in the car.
Oh, yeah, agreed. And one of the biggest things that I've always said, that in car buying, you have to have that, the uh-oh moment, what I call, when you're purchasing a vehicle, you have to make sure that it's not based on emotions. And when you service your vehicle, you have to also think of the uh-oh moment, that what if in 5 years, 3 years, uh-oh happens and I'm going to sell it? What's better? I would rather buy a car from a person who says, look at this file of everything I've done to take care of this car, versus, yeah, I took it to the dealer and did some oil changes. That adds value. So doing those services, the 20, the 30, the maintenance recommended services, aside from oil change and tire rotations, that is the valuable part. When selling the vehicle, if you're asking X amount of dollars, aside from how beautiful the car is, that file of maintenance is more valuable to me than how beautiful or detailed the car is.
And we talk about that when it comes to Carfax.
Yeah.
Okay. And I hate Carfax. I'll say it out loud because it's only what's reported to them. But do I look at a Carfax every time? Now, this morning, a buddy of mine called me about his car, and I looked it up, and I ran it through the Carfax, and I explained to him that when a dealership takes your vehicle in trade, they look at what's called the Manheim Market Report. But when they sell your car based on what Kelley Blue Book suggests the retail value of your car should be. That's how they adjust the price when they're selling the car. Now, some cars you can buy way back a book. Some cars you can't buy way back a book. But when I ran the Carfax, it came up and it had the deadly three words in the Carfax. So Carfax is wonderful for looking for recalls. Because the National Highway Transportation Safety Administration reports to Carfax. So when I ran the Carfax on my buddy's Lexus, it popped up 2012, his car, and then there was a little red light, not a red, it was just something in the tool I was using that saying, hey, there's something on the Carfax. So I click on it, it says two owners, this, that, and I get to the open recall. And the three deadly words. Remedy not available.
Mm.
Now, I had a radio show listener call last week, Chai, and you're going to get a kick out of this. She called me up, and I'm not even going to talk about what kind of car she had. But she's telling me she wants to buy a Ford Explorer. Mm-hmm. And I explained the way that Dana and I do business. We'd be happy to meet you at the dealership. And she starts telling me about her trade-in. And I said, well, your trade-in's going to pose a little bit of a problem. She says, why is that? I said, your vehicle has an open recall that has no remedy. Now, I'm making this up. It was a Monday or Tuesday when we were talking. And she said, oh, no, I'm taking the car into the dealership on Thursday. They're fixing the recall. I'm like, her name is Susan. They're not fixing it. Mm. They can't fix it. Well, why are they having me come in? I said, why don't you call and ask them? So when she told me what they told her, my blood started to boil. They were going to bring her in, charge her $135 to do a diagnosis, to then tell her that it's not this what we thought it was, it's actually this and we can't fix that. Now, by the time she was done, she listened very well to me. We had a nice conversation, and she told them this, this, and this, and then she went a step ahead. She called Hyundai customer service to complain about the dealership's practice. Mm-hmm. She called the attorney general's office to complain about the practice. So imagine this. You take your car in. You see that there's a recall on your vehicle. You take your car in and they say, hey, it's $135 to
determine.
Find out.
Yeah.
We can't fix this. Well, they already know it. They have the recall number. So they actually agreed to give her a car to drive because it's an airbag issue. Mm-hmm. And it's a deployment issue. And what basically happens is there's a little detonator, whatever you want to call it, and it's a piece of metal that can break. Mm-hmm. And people can and have been killed in the car.
Yep.
Now, I don't tell anybody, hey, drive the car, don't worry about it, because I'm not going to give you that advice because you never know what could happen. But what I love about when I see Shahe interact with clients, it's not about his bottom line. And you get that more when you're dealing with the guy that owns the small shop. He's more interested in not what he could make today on the car, fixing it. It's building a relationship. Now, how long did you say you've been in business at 25 years? 25 years. Same location.
Same location.
How many of your clients have been with you at least 10 years?
Over 95%.
Okay. So when I go into the dealership, I service my car at the dealership. And I only service my car at the dealership for one reason, is the only thing I get done is oil changes and I get my tires rotated. And I have a Ford ESP warranty. Now, some of the things with these manufacturers' warranties is they kind of attach you to the dealership.
Yeah, they give you that deductible. No deductible if you come to us. $100 deductible if you have to take it someplace else. That's usually the little...
They call that a disappearing deductible.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, some of them actually have a deductible that's $100 the first time, $75 the second time, $50 the third time, and by the fourth repair, it's zero. But one thing you want to always remember when you're looking at a service contract and they bring into the play the deductible... Now, there was a warranty that we had purchased in 1998, and it was so bad that when we found out how it worked, we not only canceled the warranty, we traded the car in and got a new vehicle. It was a warranty that was not backed by the manufacturer. It was backed by the dealer group. And the crazy thing was, it was a $100 deductible per item.
Per item.
So you want to always remember that it's not per item, most of them are per visit.
Correct.
The most important thing when you're looking at a service contract is to remember it's not what's covered, it's more important what's not covered. But a very special thanks to the Earnhardt family of dealerships. You know, we love to do business with them because they understand what it is that we do. We're here to help you buy a car. I don't sell cars anymore. Dana doesn't sell cars anymore. Shahe fixes cars. I want Shahe to take a few minutes and talk a little bit about where his shop is, what his contact information is, some of the stuff he's done in the media in the past 30 days. He's busier than I am just being a TV star. I had to beg him to come on the radio. I had to call his agent.
Well, I'm located at 4610 North 7th Street, which is about 100 feet south of Highland on the west side of 7th Street. And, yeah, I've been very fortunate. I guess word gets around when people understand that you're all about trying to educate and empower and not the bottom line. I've been very fortunate to be on Channel 7. I'm their regular spokesperson now to do Car Talk on AZTV Channel 7 with Pat McMahon live on Monday mornings and Channel 15 as well. And I've also been featured on the TV show The List, which is a syndicated show. So it's been great.
Remember, you can always reach me at 602-525-1370. You can reach Dana, not for the next couple of weeks, but 602-679-8324. We are your car insiders. We work for you, not the dealer.
The most prestigious and coveted honor that American Honda Motor Company awards dealerships is the President's Award. The award recognizes the dealership teams who demonstrate superior achievement in customer satisfaction, new car unit sales value, and business management. Earnhardt Honda is proud to have received this prestigious award many times, and they want to show you why they're the top-selling Honda dealer in the Central and West Phoenix Valley regions. Earnhardt Honda's mission is to provide their customers with world-class service in every phase of the sales and service experience. 100% customer satisfaction is General Manager Joey Staples' goal. The staff at Earnhardt Honda participate in continuous training programs to improve industry and product knowledge and new ways to continue to provide top-notch customer service. Joey realizes that customers have a choice, and when customers like you choose Earnhardt Honda, you have put your implicit trust in them. Joey appreciates and is honored to have your trust. You can reach him at his desk by calling 623-463-4308 or visit him at Earnhardt Honda, located in Avondale, or online at EarnhardtHonda.com.
Bonta Vista Cleaners has the latest state-of-the-art equipment and uses only the best cleaning supplies available. Family-owned and operated since 2001. They offer fast, same-day service until 9 a.m. every day on dry-cleaned items and next-day service on all other items. They are open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday. So stop by any of our three locations, 210 North 59th Avenue, Suite 111 in Glendale, or 8345 West Thunderbird, Suite 104 in Peoria, or 777 East Thunderbird Road, number 105 in Moon Valley.
Vision loss is not something that you feel until it happens.
Most people lose their vision from diseases like macular degeneration and glaucoma, not at birth.
With macular degeneration, you lose your central vision.
You have a blind spot right in the center of your face, so I can't actually see your face.
So even that little circle in which I could see became a big blur.
I was 65 when I first was diagnosed with glaucoma.
There were no symptoms. I had no headaches.
3 million Americans have glaucoma, and half don't even know it.
11 million people in the United States have macular degeneration.
You lose mobility. Independence changes your entire life.
So many eye disorders can be treated if caught early.
My husband tells me that I have beautiful brown eyes, and I don't want to lose that.
Make a plan today to get your eyes checked.
Visit brightfocus.org to learn more.
Welcome back to 960 Patriot. I'm pinch hitting for Dana. My name is Shahe Kalukin with Mazva Auto Center.
You know, and it's kind of funny that, you know, things happen for a reason. And I've been meaning to ask Shahe to come on the radio because he understands the automotive repair business way more than I do. And I understand it a little bit. And I understand it enough that I've been told by my friends that if I open up my toolbox ever again and work on my car or my motorcycle in the driveway, they're coming to the house and taking my tools away. My buddy always laughs because I'll start something on my motorcycle and then I'm like second guessing myself and it's all put back together. But you don't really want to ride your bike if you're not sure you put the brakes back on correctly. So when he came to the house to fix my bike, he looked at me and said, if you touch the bike one more time in the garage, I'm taking the rollaway away. I'm taking your toolbox away. I have tools. I have a lift. You're welcome to use my shop whenever. Now, I don't do that with the cars, but I learned about cars a long, long time ago. And just like every business, there's good guys and there's bad guys. And when I talk about Shahe, I know in my heart he's a good guy. I watch how he interacts with people. I know people do this and they do that. Now, one thing that I used to visit a friend of mine that had a shop in the West Valley. And he would tell somebody, it's very simple. Shahe looks at, this is the price of the part, this is my markup, and what's the manual called?
Chilton or Mitchell.
Okay, yeah. So you look in the manual, and the manual tells this is what I get to charge for fixing the car.
Yeah, that's the labor guideline in the industry, yeah.
So what that basically means is that they can bill you for a job that takes 0.75 hours, so 3/4 of an hour. They bill you for that. Now, if the guy fixes the car and he's done in 25 minutes, they still bill you for the 3/4 of an hour. If it takes him an hour and a half to fix the car, they still bill you for the three. It's how the guideline works. And reputable shops, am I wrong? They go through that. That's how they work.
They do, yeah.
Now, when I worked at ABC Nissan in the late 80s, we had a service technician that actually had keys to the shop. He came in at 4 o'clock every morning, and there was work from the day before lined up outside his stall so that when everybody showed up at 7 o'clock to go to work, he had already billed 5-6 hours since he's been there since 4 and did the work. Now, the general manager didn't have a problem with it because the guy was the most aggressive, most efficient technician. Now, they call it a redo or a rework. You take your car in and they fix your car and you bring it back 3 days later.
Comeback, yeah.
It's called a comeback. What does he get paid for fixing the comeback?
Nothing.
Absolutely nothing. But one of the big things with your car is understanding the manufacturer's warranty. Now, I will never forget seeing this truck, and I always relate it to Thanksgiving dinner. When you cook the turkey, and he's a wonderful chef, by the way, Shai. But when you cook a turkey and you leave the roast pan out, mm-hmm. and you have that inch and a half of the congealed jelly the next day when you go to clean it out. So I showed up at my buddy's automotive repair shop, and Tom's been a friend of mine for almost 30 years. I met him right after I moved here.
He's a great guy.
And I walk in, and there's this Tahoe up in the air with the oil pan off the bottom of the car. Now, you can remove an oil pan without taking the engine out of the car. Now, the way an oil pan works is it's a reservoir. And on the bottom of your distributor, there's a gear. And what attaches to the distributor, to the gear, is your oil pump. And there's a pickup on the oil pump.
A screen.
Now, he showed me the engine, the connecting rod, the part that broke off of the piston, was laying on top of the layer of jelly. Mm. So when you shook the oil pan back and forth, it looked like the kid from Goonies doing the truffle shuffle. and this thing wasn't dropping. So this guy's attitude was, it's a 36-month lease. The warranty's for 36,000 miles. It's your car. It's not my responsibility to take care of it. He went 34,000 miles and never changed the oil.
Oh, my Lord.
So the oil got so thick that screen on the bottom could not pick up the oil, and he broke the engine. Mm. Now, you want to give a car back at the end of a lease with no engine? You're getting a bill. The point that I'm making here is you are under no obligation when you buy a car to service your car at a car dealership. Just like you're under no obligation when you have an accident to go to the insurance company body shop. You can go wherever you want.
Correct.
However, if you're going to service your car with Shahay, what I would tell you is this. Every single piece of paper he ever gives you, you put it in a file. So that when you have a problem, and it's something that Shahay says is this is actually something covered under warranty, go ahead and take it to the dealership. Now you get to the dealership and they pull up your VIN number. The car's never been serviced at the dealership. And they start jawing, well, you know, what's not going to... And then you pull out your file and say, here's all the services I did. Now, good luck telling you, oh, it doesn't count because they're not an authorized repair facility. Nothing says the car has to be serviced at the dealership. But the important thing is, if you want your car to take care of you, take care of your car.
Also, if I may, one of the biggest reasons why, besides checking the receipt, is when you have a file, at the end of the year, get into the habit of auditing yourself. If every year, every December, as a Christmas gift to you and your car, if you add all those receipts from January 1 to December of 2018 and you get that lump sum, divide it by 12, you know, on average, that's what your car's costing you to keep.
I mean, my sister-in-law bought a Volkswagen. And her goal was to hold on to this car forever and ever and ever. And when the warranty was over, they were going to keep the car for one more year. And they were going to pay themselves their payment for that year. And that was going to be the down payment for the next car.
So they had a little savings they were doing.
Correct. And I've only had one client ever do that. And Shahay knows the guy. And it was kind of funny because his payment on his Mercedes was $1,700 a month. Mm. And he saved the $1,700 a month for about 20 months. So when we went to get his new car, he had his trade-in and $30,000.
Yeah.
And it was a separate account. Yeah. Now, the guy has more money than God.
Sure.
But it was just funny. And it's very important. If you can do that.
Yeah.
Now, the sad part for my sister-in-law was in the first 90 days after she paid off her car and the warranty had expired at 100,000 miles... $4,000 in repairs. Now, one of the worst cars that I think people should ever buy used, and I'll say this out loud, I'm not a fan of owning a Volkswagen that's not under warranty. It's a very difficult car for someone like Shahi to work on because Volkswagen sometimes doesn't share their computer software.
Oh, absolutely.
With independence. Mm-hmm. But speaking of independence, You know, Shahi's wonderful at what he does. He does a great job. He's as honest as the day is long. I would never, ever, ever worry about sending someone there. And remember, you can reach me, 602-525-1370. You can reach Dana at 602-679-8324. Very special thanks to Lundy's Peoria Volkswagen, located at 8801 West Bell Road in Peoria, Arizona.
Earnhardt Lexus customers drive the finest vehicles in the world and have equally high expectations from their dealership. We invite you to visit the all-new state-of-the-art facility and experience the pride that every Earnhardt Lexus associate takes to provide quality service to their clients. At Earnhardt Lexus, you'll find more than just a vehicle. You'll find people who know how to take care of a Lexus, and even more importantly, how to take care of you. Now located in the heart of Phoenix at 800 East Camelback Road, Phoenix, Arizona, 85014.
Larry H. Miller Nissan's general manager, Bill Brixey, is committed to helping you find the new or used vehicle you've been searching for. Whether it is new or used Nissans or new or used cars from the top manufacturers, Bill can help. But here is the game stopper. Bill's finance staff offers expert advice to those seeking a great deal on a car or lease. Larry H. Miller Nissan has a top-notch service and parts department always willing to help you with your Nissan. Larry H. Miller is located at 2025 West Riverview Auto Drive in Mesa.
Nobody likes to be in debt, and that's why it's usually not wise to borrow money. But if your air conditioner calls it quits in the middle of summer and you don't have cash on hand, what are you going to do? Mike Aaliyah here again from Benefit Air to give you the best solution to a difficult problem, because sometimes we have to make tough choices in life with money issues and we need all the help we can get. Because Benefit Air is a Trane Comfort Specialist dealer, we have access to financing terms that other dealers can't even come close to. What if you could get a brand new Trane system complete with a full 10-year parts and labor warranty for a low monthly payment? And what if a large portion of that monthly payment would be offset by the savings in your energy bill? And what if the energy savings over the life of the system was actually equal to or more than the cost of the system? At Benefit, we want to help you out of a tight spot by offering payment options that are affordable while providing you with a wise investment that can save you money for years to come. Call Benefit today to find out more about the financing options for a new high-quality Trane system that you can afford. 602-840-9229 or visit us on the web at benefitair.com. Experience the benefit of using Benefit Air.
Hey, guys, let's play some video games.
This new dad plays video games with his sons, but the challenge feels like he's lifting a metric ton.
How many buttons?
His avatar just stares at the walls, twists and turns and somehow falls.
Help me.
He's tangled up in the controller's cord.
I just don't understand this crazy digital world.
Crazy, crazy digital world.
Heroes and worlds.
But the love from his kids is totally apparent. Ooh. See, you don't have to be perfect to be the perfect parent.
You should have just played catch. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of siblings in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Your Car Insiders on 960 The Patriot. Once again, I'm here with my dear friend Shahe from Masvo Repair, located at 4610 North 7th Street. They are on the west side of the street, just south of
Highland.
And he's been there 25 years. And remember, you can reach me at 602-525-1370. You can reach Dana at 602-679-8324. I don't normally do this because I don't recommend a lot of businesses anymore. But if you had a car and you needed to have your car repaired, Shahe would definitely be somebody I would send you along the lines to. But remember, it's just like everything else. If you're looking for the cheapest, quickest way to fix your car, he's probably not the right guy. If you're looking for the honest repair for what you need at a very, very competitive price, he would be the guy that I would send you to. I sat in my friend's shop one day, and he felt bad for the girl. He told the girl, I can do this job, and all I'm going to do is charge you $20 labor, and I'm just going to give the guy $20. 10 seconds after he got done talking to the girl, the phone rang. It was the girl's mother. And he was explaining that she lives on this kind of aid and she has food stamps and this, that, the other thing. And I looked at my buddy and said, did the mom call the tattoo shop and ask for a discount for the girl that was completely covered, full sleeves and legs, because she can't afford the tattoos? Now, my buddy kind of looked at her and said, hey, this is what I'll do for the car. If you don't like it, no harm, no foul. But I'm not doing this for nothing. I'm not buying the part for your car. And I'm charging you $20 for a job that's going to take my guy 3 hours to do. If that doesn't work for you, no problem. But what I want Shahe to talk about is, and I'm going to shut up for a while, is I want him to talk about what you really need to do and what intervals if you want your car to be that car that's still running at 150,000 miles and you've had no major repairs.
The basics, really, first things first. As silly as it sounds, open up that owner's manual. Skim through it once, twice, three times at your convenience, late at night when you're on the couch and you have a few moments. Get to familiarize with yourself, because what happens is it's a good reference guide for one reason only, to take away the fear of what does this mean. If you go to the very back of the book, there's an index. You don't have to go scrolling through each page. Find the words you're looking for: radio, engine oil, antenna, tires, and go right to that page and read up on it. It's usually 2 to 3 pages.
Now, here's another thing. He's talking about the owner's manual. A lot of the manufacturers give you multiple books now when
Correct.
You buy the car.
Yes.
So one of those is the wasteful waste of paper, your tire warranty.
Correct.
Okay. To
yeah.
me, it's...
Yeah.
Okay. Then the next one that you have is the owner's manual that you can go through and see how everything works. And today, with as technologically advanced as the car is, take advantage of that little book and learn how your car works. Some of them even send you home with a CD disc.
Oh, absolutely.
Now, the other thing that they'll show you is they might have a separate book completely for the infotainment setup.
Correct.
And then they have a last book with your scheduled
maintenance
intervals. Now, in the old days, they used to have an A interval and a B interval. And they always used to say, in Arizona, you want to do the A because of the extreme heat. But talk about what some of these services are that you should be doing.
Yeah, I mean, you know, most of the services are the crucial, just like your engine oil, fluids. Coolant nowadays, most of the new cars don't have to do anything until about
100,000.
But brake fluid, power steering.
Litmus test.
Yes.
I never heard it before in my life. I bought a car at the auction. It was a 2017 with 37,000 miles on it. And when I called the guy, that I took it into the Mazda dealership to have the car looked at. And the guy says to me, it failed the litmus test. I'm like, what's my car, stupid? And we were laughing about it. And he says, no, the litmus test is a test they do on your brake fluid. And it failed. Now, when he told me about it, I'm waiting for him to tell me it's this much to flush and refill the brake fluid. Well, it was $39 to do the service. I guess it's not that big of a deal.
No, it's not.
But those are the things. So I didn't mean to interrupt you. Keep going.
Yeah, so ultimately, that's what you need to do, is make sure that you take care of your fluids. The book will tell you. Also, most importantly, if you want to make your car last to 150,000, don't be a bunny rabbit. Don't hop from shop to shop to coupon to coupon. Build a relationship with the guy on the corner. Even if it's a dealership, make sure you get to know that person and they know you and your car and your budget.
You know, he just used the most important word you can think of. It's called a relationship. Now, I service my Ford at a specific Ford dealership. I service my wife's Ram truck at a specific Dodge dealership. Now, we had got rid of a truck that we bought because they sold so many cars at this Dodge dealership in town that I couldn't get oil changes done for 8 days. But remember, you can reach me, 602-525-1370. You can reach Dana, 602-679-8324. And you can always reach Shahe at
602-248-8711.
We're Your Car Insiders. We're Shahe from Mazvo Repair. And we work for you and only for you, just like Shahe does.
Welcome to Rodeo Ford, located in Goodyear, Arizona at 13680 West Test Drive. Rodeo Ford is proud to be one of the premier dealerships in the area. From the moment you walk in their showroom, you'll know their commitment to customer service is second to none. They strive to make your experience with Rodeo Ford a good one for the life of your vehicle. Whether you need to purchase, finance, or service a new or pre-owned Ford, you've come to the right place.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Welcome back to Your Car Insiders on 96 The Patriot. Once again, my name is Gary Green, and I'm here with my dear friend Shahe from Mosvo Repair, filling in, doing a wonderful job. Dana, like I said, is going to be out for this week and next week. But, you know, we talk about the car business, and we talk about how it's scrutinized. Now, I have a cell phone. And I love on my phone when it says scam likely, when the number pops up.
Mm.
So the other day, I got a scam likely, and I answered the phone. And on the phone was a young man that was asking me how my day was and wanted to know why I hadn't responded yet to lowering the interest rates on my credit cards. And when I can't tell you what he said, but when I said to him, hey, I appreciate the call. However, I don't have any credit card debt, not interested in changing any of my credit cards. How do I go ahead and have you stop calling me? And this guy came out with something that I couldn't believe what he said. And it had to do... I'm not even going to go there because Jeremy's looking at me right now. But you know what? I'm going to say, and if you have to take it out, he actually said, well, if you suck my, I'll take your name off. And I'm like, excuse me? Now, the crazy thing was we went back and forth about 15, 30 seconds before he hung up. Because I called him a few choice words and I asked him how he could look himself in the mirror when he wakes up and do business like that. Now, as soon as I went to call back the number, it was a local 602 number. You've reached a number that's no longer in service. Mm-hmm. Now, that was on credit cards. Here's another one that you get. You want your air conditioning serviced? Do you need your windshield repaired? Or we're notifying you that your manufacturer's warranty on your car is ready to expire.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking of Shahe when I saw this. So I have an article, and it basically reads, Vehicle Notification Department, Vehicle Document Alert Notice, Personal and Confidential, and it has an example repair invoice enclosed. And it has a vehicle code, a customer service number, a service contract type, progress term deadline. I had to respond to this by 7/14/2018. But then I read down and it says immediate response to this notice requested. Notice date June 27th, 2018. The code is this. The program deadline is that. And the coverage is pending. And it reads, our records indicate that you have received multiple notices and you have not contacted us to upload your auto file. Please call this number today. You're receiving this notice because your factory warranty will expire or may have already expired based on the mileage and age of your vehicle. If you've updated your coverage, please call to verify. By neglecting to replace your coverage, you'll be a risk of being financially liable for all and any repairs after your factory warranty expires. However, you still may have time to activate your service contract on your vehicle before it's too late. No further inspection will be required. No other notices will be sent for this offer. This will be the only attempt to contact you about your expiring factory warranty. Your vehicle on file will be deleted, and you may longer be eligible for this offer after 7/14/2017. Well, guess what, folks? This letter was sent to my house, my address, to the attention of my mother. Now, if you've been listening to the radio show for the last few years, we all know that my mom made it to 90, and on January 30th, 2017, she expired. my mom passed away. Here's a company sending me information in my mom's name on a car, and my mother has not driven a car since 1995. She owned a vehicle that my sister had, but she hasn't owned that car since 2004. When these ambulance chaser companies send out these information things, folks, let me tell you something. What I want you to do, if you're interested, call these companies and ask them to send you literature on their product. Good luck. Now, there's a phrase, and it's called exclusionary. Now, when you read certain manufacturers' warranties, it says the following items are covered with the exception of, or you look at a service contract. Now, there's a couple of aftermarket service contracts that I'm okay with, and I've used them before, but there's some. How many times, Shahe, does someone bring a car into you and they have one of these third-party things that says, call us. You don't have to pay.
Right.
Call this number, and we'll use our credit card to pay over the phone.
Yep.
And how many times do they say that item's not covered?
Pretty much every time.
Now, when you read something and it says seals and gaskets, so if your air conditioning compressor blows up because the seals and the gaskets were bad, certain warranty companies are going to look to say, not covered. Now, it's not just the automotive industry. I have a home warranty in my house, and I renew it every year because I don't want to pay. Okay? So they have fixed a few things over the years that have more than paid for the cost of the repair contract. I had a tankless hot water heater replaced for $65. Okay? They're between $3,500 and $6,000. Now, I did have to watch the company because the company that did the repair tried to hoodwink me. And what I mean by that was they were taking out B, A, and they weren't putting in B. They were more like putting in E. Mm. So when you have your car repaired, there's a certain thing that's called original equipment from the manufacturer. Now, I truly believe that just because the brake pads say, I don't believe Ford makes their brake pads.
They don't.
I don't believe Chevrolet makes their brake pads.
Ironically, they all even offer an Econoline through them.
Right. So with the home warranty, I had a problem. Our spa was leaking. So the guy comes out and he looks at the spa and he says, hey, I'm going to fix this. And it looks like your control panel is bad as well. But I have to put the other part in and then test the control panel, and we'll go from there. So he comes out. He makes an appointment. It takes a little while to get the new heater. It was the heater that was leaking on the hot tub. Puts the part in. Everything goes on. He says, hey, I'm going to try to keep the ticket open, try to get this control panel fixed on the same ticket so you don't have to pay the $65 again. So he leaves. I get a phone call from him 3 days later. Hey, I'm really sorry. I just want to let you know that part is not covered under the warranty. So I reach into the envelope. I pull out the envelope. I flip it open. It says spa and pool equipment. And underneath, items not covered, the first thing it says, external control panels. Well, it's not covered. Okay, now, am I going to fix it on a 12-year-old spa? Probably not. Did I fix the heater for the $65? Absolutely. But the important thing is, when you get these letters in the mail about these warranties, here's the first thing I'm going to tell you to do. Before you even call the company, if you have a trusted mechanic, call him. And if he's been in business for 25 years and he says to you, I've never heard of that company, that's a good enough reason for me to throw it away. Now, I've also had radio show listeners call me because they hear about this and they hear about that. And I don't like to bash anybody. I'm not telling you the name of the company. The name of the company is not even on this form. However, what I'm telling you is call them and see if they'll send you out any information. And what they try to do is once you talk to them, what they'll say to you in certain instances, well, based on the conversation that we just have, this is the service contract that I can offer you, and the price is $3,495, and how would you like to pay for that? Would you like to put it on a credit card? Would you like to use our in-house financing? Or did you just want to give me a debit card and take it out of your checking account? And then they shut up. And when you say, I want to think about it, what they turn around and say a lot of the times is, well, based on the fact that we've had this conversation and you are not accepting the service contract right now, in order to get it at a later date, your vehicle has to be inspected. Well, a lot of people think that they're going to outsmart the warranty companies. And they're going to buy their warranty when the car's 35 months, 25 days old, with 35,900 miles on it. A lot of the manufacturers have now gone to where if you don't buy a service contract within 6 months or 6,000 miles of the original in-service date of the vehicle, you're no longer applicable. You can no longer purchase a factory warranty. You can buy something aftermarket. Now, you heard Shahe say earlier how many times he hears this. Now, I'm going to let him discuss the back because they do send a repair example and it's got my mom's name and it's got potential expenses and the billing date was 1/11/17 and the previous balance was zero.
Yeah, interesting. So, I mean, they're saying main and your computer for $849, an engine for $4,352. They throw in a rental car, air conditioning unit. I mean, this is like a $12,900 repair example, which doesn't make any sense at all. Obviously, since she hasn't owned a vehicle since 1995, we know that this has nothing to do with her. This is just implemented as, look at what you could be saving.
Fear tactics.
Fear tactics, pretty much, yeah. And like you said, I totally agree that a phone call to say, show me some literature, email it to me or fax it to me or tell me over the phone, good luck.
You know, I've had a couple of radio show listeners call me and they ask about a specific warranty company because they've heard about it from a financial person on the radio. So I told the guy, I said, why don't you do this? I don't want to bash the company. I don't know anything about the company, but call them up and ask them to send the literature. And they refused. And eventually they hung up on him after a couple of more questions. This is the other thing you want to remember. If you get a phone call from one of these numbers and you can't get a hold of a person when you call back immediately, or it says the number's no longer in service, think about what it's going to be like in the event you have a necessary repair. If you can't get a hold of them to buy the product,
yeah, good luck.
What's it going to be like when you can't, when you need the product?
Right. And on the heels of that, I think of when I was a service manager, there was a lot of times where the dealership would sell an extended warranty and the consumer would buy it. And then when the factory warranty was over, they assumed they had 4 years or 3 years, but they didn't know that it started from when they first purchased the vehicle. So now they only had 1 year because
here's what you have to look at. It's such a valid point what he just said. When you're signing a contract for a service warranty, it's going to have a couple of boxes on it. And one of those boxes is going to be starting mileage. And then it's going to have two words, expiration date. So when you buy a used car that's out of factory warranty, most of those coverages are an additional 3 years and 45,000 miles.
Right.
When you buy a brand new car,
that's under factory warranty.
Under factory warranty, and you buy an 8 year, 100,000 mile warranty, that's 8 years from the original in service date, not 8 years on top of the three.
Right.
And there are people that are told it's 11 years total. Well, it's not 11 years total. Now, what I always tell people is there's nothing wrong with piggybacking your factory warranty. Because there are certain items, and I can't think of any that I've ever heard of, that the manufacturer's warranty doesn't cover that the service contract picks up. But it is the best time to buy a service contract, because that's when the finance manager has the most interest in offering you the best, most competitive price for the product that you need. Now, if you drive a car 20,000 miles and you're going to keep the car for 6 years, you don't buy a 5-year, 75,000-mile service contract. Be back next week. Shahe will be pinch hitting again. We're Your Car Insiders. We work for you, not the dealer.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.